Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Unconditional Love, the ultimate goal in life. How to achieve enlightenment right now. In this video and podcast, I show you how to achieve a state of enlightenment, a state of unconditional love right now, without years of spiritual practice and meditation and initiations. Without having to prove your worth or earn or learn your way to enlightenment or be saved, etc., etc., because unconditional love is your natural state of being. It is not something you must earn or learn. It is something you just naturally are right now, but forgot because you are trained away from this natural state of enlightenment and taught to believe an absolute lie that you were unworthy or sinful, or faulty in some way. You were born perfect and divine and unconditionally loving. Everyone was. As we all aspire to be. As Source is. And all you have to do is allow yourself to return to your natural state of unconditional love. To your natural state of enlightenment. And you're there, baby. So enjoy my video and podcast, Unconditional Love, the Ultimate Goal in Life. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life, your business, your relationships to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books are available on our website at zakiron.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract yourself to health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. And I have a free gift for you for just checking out this video. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction to Easily and Quickly Create and Attract Your Dreams and Desires into Your Physical Reality at top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. Unconditional love, the ultimate goal in life. How to achieve enlightenment right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to meditate, blah, 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 blah. All right, here we go. The ultimate goal of enlightenment. In fact, the sheer definition of enlightenment is to be in a state of unconditional love. But what is unconditional love really? This is what I know about unconditional love, based upon 40 plus years of spiritual study and teaching and a million billion lifetimes before that. Unconditional love is the ability to let everyone and everything think, be, and do whatever they need or want to think, be, and do without my judgments and my beliefs and demands that they must think, act, believe, etc. differently than they do and are, so that I can be happier. In other words, unconditional love is the paradigm of taking 100% responsibility for my happiness and releasing everyone else from the responsibility to think, believe, or act in certain ways so that I will be happy and feel understood or respected or honored or loved, etc. Unconditional love is where my primary focus is thinking and acting in certain ways that make me happy regardless of anyone else. Unconditional love is where my happiness is my primary focus regardless of anyone else, where I do not try to get anyone to think, believe, or act in any way to ensure my happiness, and I do not make myself responsibility for anyone else's happiness. You let everyone else off the hook, and you let yourself off the hook. And because your focus is feeling good, you focus upon things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, because those things make you feel good. You do not focus upon things and people that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. Unconditional love is not the ability to love unlovable things. It is the ability to focus upon things that are easy to love. Now, did you get that? I'm gonna say that again for you. Unconditional love is not the ability to love unlovable things. It's not a state of, you know, where you can love the hideous, disgusting, murderer. Unconditional love is the ability to focus, the ability to have laser focus upon things that are easy for you to like, love, and appreciate. And just paying attention to the things that are easy to love in your life and around you. In other words, you just let all those other things that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate, just let them be. Leave them alone, forget about them, don't think about them. Unconditional love is where you understand the value and learn to appreciate the value of contrast. And in other words, you learn to appreciate those things that you're just supposed to pay no attention to. You're supposed to, you know, so in other words, appreciating what we don't like and love and don't want because of the gifts that we get from them. Because of the contrast of what you don't like and you don't want gives you immense clarity about what you do like and do want. Great gifts are born from the proverbial shit. The fertilizer grows great flowers, does it not, and great vegetables. So unconditional love is the ability to see the value in everything, even tragedy, even war, even famine, etc. Because this is a planet of well-being, and everything is always improving. Devolution and the supposed apocalypse and judgment, alleged ludicrous, idiotic, stupid idea of judgment, are absolutely impossible and ludicrous and stupid and ignorant and uneducated notions. There is no such thing as regression. There is only evolution. And there is absolutely no such thing as judgment. There is no judging force. Nothing and no one ever goes backwards. So again, there is only evolution. There's no devolution. Nothing ever goes backwards, only forwards. There's only forward movement. You cannot go back. You cannot de-evolve. You cannot ever get worse. You can only get better. You can only improve. Yes, you can certainly have temporary setbacks and lose it all, so to speak. But the adventure is not done yet, is it? You're not dead yet. Even if you're homeless and on the street, living under the bridge, you're still not dead yet. The game is not over. You know, so the adventure of creation has not ended, and it never ends anyway, even when you die. You have not stopped creating what you want. Even if you're homeless on the street, you're still not done yet. The adventure of creation hasn't ended yet. You're not done creating what you want yet. Even if you hit the lowest of lows, that's great, because you have nowhere to go but up from there. So, I hope you have enjoyed my video and podcast about unconditional love, and it has given you insights about what unconditional love really is. It will help you focus on the things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate so that you can be in a state of unconditional love. Then you can actually appreciate the things that you don't like, love, and appreciate because of the growth that they create, especially when you and society focuses on what we want and then actively works towards achieving those desires. And then, of course, evolution moves forward. Growth happens. We grow spiritually, we grow mentally, we grow emotionally, etc., etc. So, if you got something from this video or this podcast, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, help them become unconditional lovers. Help them achieve enlightenment right now, rather than having to wait and do this and do that and earn, learn, etc., etc. Help them let go of all that crap so that they can just be the unconditional lovers that they truly are. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support and guidance to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality. At my website at zakiron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction at top10secrets.info so that you can easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. That's top10secrets.info. And if you'd like to learn how to make extra money online, achieve financial freedom, learn how to create your desires into physical reality, travel more, become a free bird so that you can follow your spirit without hesitation and do what you want to do and live the life that you have meant to be living, having a free and happy life, contact me at ilovefreedom.info. I'll show you how to do that with a free session. That's ilovefreedom.info. Thanks again for watching my video. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create a success mindset so that you can create the joy and happiness and health, wealth, and freedom that you desire. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!